Ah, Aaron. You changed it to that's the wrestling guy, right? Hi, BP. Good morning. I hope you're well. I hope you're warm. It's freezing. And Ryan, hi, Ryan. I hope you're warm. Creak, creak, creak. I'm creaking bones. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there, BP. I'm surrounded by friends. I can't be any better. Hello and welcome to the Dina Joe podcast. I am DJ Dina Joe, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado. Thank you so much for joining my show today. Y'all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you, and hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. Thank you so much for your continued love, support, likes, shares, and downloads. Hey, GP man, how are you? I hope you are well. Hope you are warm too. I swear, I really honestly didn't know that Texas got as cold as it does. Yeah, had no clue. Had no clue. Yeah, it gets cold there. But cold, the coldest on our charts today is going to be Kimberley, British Columbia. But we're going to start with Denver. Today it is currently 10, feels like -4, and the dang wind, man, it is just cold. We might get to a high of 36, and it says cloudy skies, but it's pretty clear out right now. And here we go. For Ryan in Kimberley, British Columbia, it is around -24. Feels like -25 though. With the high, they might get to -19. Ah, but you're nice and sunny and crisp, it says. Let's see, Welland, Ontario, -8, feels like -14. And they'll get to a high of -5, overcast all day. For BP, in Elwood, Pennsylvania, let's see, it went from 72 yesterday. Yeah, I know. That's how we were when I went, when we went to go see the llamas. It was close to 60 that day, and it was so sunny. When I was trying to do the live video, I couldn't see my screen on my phone. It was so sunny and beautiful. On the next day, bam, the storm came in and it just dropped. Hi, Mama Bear Tracy and Logan. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're feeling better, Logan. Yeah, it is cold. And then when it just drops like that, I mean, I think that's how people get sick because they're all, oh, it's nice. It's spring. The sun is out. And then wham, it hits you the next morning. It's like, dang. So in Elwood, Pennsylvania, it says currently -1, feels like -6, and they might get to 2, sunny skies. And for Logan and Mama Bear, it's you guys are going to be snowing all dang day, -7. But it feels like -14. I hope that's correct. Hey, D-Mac, good to see you. Hi, Annie J. Good to see you too. Oh, okay, I wanted to make sure there were okay, good. All right. Wasn't I saw meowing. I thought Mr. Mike might be in the house, but he's not here. All right. So I think I got through all of that. No, in Dallas, Texas, 7 with a high of 10. See, I never knew you guys got that cold. With overcast skies and light rain. Yeah, it's just cold everywhere. It just seems like it just goes right across the cold weather and it just stays cold. So, all right, so we are going to start with the word of the day and the quote of the day. The word of the day, people, is compassionate. Compassionate, a feeling of sympathy or pity. For others suffering or misfortune and a desire to help them. Compassionate. A heart that does not break over the pain of others is a heart that is not broken. And that is by Joshua Mack. And he is an author of a book called Compassion. And It's so true. And then the other quote I have is, compassion comes naturally when we lose our overinflated sense of self-importance. And that's by James Pearson. That's so true. Hi, Bam Bam. It's so, so true, because I don't know about it, it's just me, but I see it a lot just driving, how completely people's just thinks everything is about them. Everything is about you, nobody else. Who cares about what happens to anybody else? You know, somebody will fall, nobody helps anybody. It's just, you know, it's everything's out of balance. Before the, you know, we have a largely an imbalanced society of selfishness and greed, it seems like. We actually used to operate on kindness, peace, and understanding, you know, and that kind of just has gone away. Hey, Peter, good to see you. When I was young, you know, we played with other children on the streets. We helped one another if somebody fell down and tripped and fell. It's, we were kind. We were unselfish. We were kind of, we weren't taught to be unkind. We were taught to be kind. We need to get back to those days, people. It's just too self-involved and not a whole lot of compassion out there. But there is a lot of compassion in this room. You guys are the best. I'm going to be right back with a few things in trending, and then we're going to get to Aaron because he has a whole lot of stuff to talk about in sports. But I wanted to say hi to everybody in the chat real quick. Damn, I think I got everybody. All right. Phew. All right. I wanted to get all those likes to get you guys in there. All right. So in trending, what time is it? All right. I have a few minutes. For in trending, I'm going to post this on the Dina Jo Facebook podcast, Facebook page. BP sent this to me on Wednesday and I didn't get a chance to get to it, but it is Snickers and Twix flavored, but it's low fat milk, everybody. It's low fat Snickers chocolate milk and Twix chocolate milk. I've never been a chocolate milk. Hey, Serotonin. I've never been a chocolate milk person. Is that another guy thing? Is that more of a guy thing than a girl thing, liking chocolate milk? I don't know. But it's out there. So look for it. Let's see. Peter says yes. All right. And then the other thing that I have too that's trending that to me sounds absolutely gross. See, I knew Tuttles. I knew you'd love chocolate milk. I think it's a guy thing, but I'm not sure. I don't know. My boys used to love it too. Or any flavored, like out here when it's Bronco season, they have orange. You can get orange milk at the store. And I think it's kind of tastes like.
Do you still sell that anymore? I was just about to say that.
Yeah, and it tastes like an orangesicle, right?
Or like a creamsicle or something.
Yeah, creamsicle, that's the one.
Sell it anymore, to be honest with you.
I think they do when it's football season. GP Man says Irish invented chocolate milk. Did they really? I had a Rolo hot chocolate this morning. Ooh. See, now that sounds good. That hot chocolate, Handy J likes chocolate milk. In it, right? I'm sorry, Aaron?
Rolo is that chocolate candy with a caramel in it, right?
Yeah, and you need to get the mic closer to you or something. Hi, Asha. Asha's in the house. Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to keep you, see if I can get you to, so it's a little louder for you because I can barely hear you. Let me see. All right. So, anyway, so the thing that sounds really gross to me is, coffee with orange juice in it. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, gross.
I know. I think it sounds disgusting, but I don't know. I have to do that. I don't know. But you know what? I thought the one with when you put salt in your coffee sounded kind of like, okay, that sounds weird. But I tried it and it really does make all the difference. But orange juice in coffee sounds lovely. Oh, no way, Asha. Oh my gosh. I don't know. It just, and it doesn't look very good either. It really doesn't look very good. Hi, John Gale. Good to see you. Yeah, I know. I think I passed too. And they show it as, you know, like a cold drink. It's a cold drink over ice, but it's half orange juice. And then it looks like just the top is coffee. I thought it sounded disgusting, but I guess it's trending. That's not one I'm going to, my stomach gets upset too easily. I'm not going to try that one. I can, they say that it doesn't curdle. It won't curdle if you like cream in your coffee, it won't curdle. It doesn't have a lot of acid to make it curdle, but I don't know. People put peanut butter in their coffee too. Oh, really?
I put peanut butter in my oatmeal like all the time.
Yeah, but that's it's specifically coffee.
I do chunky peanut butter though.
I would rather have
butter before, and that was pretty good too, but that was with, I think when it was smooth though.
Yeah, it was. They say it was smooth, but you get it at the natural grocers and it's still a lot thicker than
But still good.
Oh, though. I like bulletproof coffee too, John. I like that. It's really good.
I think Travis Pastrana has that as his sponsor in NASCAR, I think.
Oh, the bulletproof?
Yeah, the copy company. Yeah, like on his car or something. Because thought I saw something like that on his car.
You did, Ryan. What did you do? The bulletproof? Yeah, the bulletproof. It's not that. It's good. It's good, and it actually the fats they do something to your body. Yeah, it's good for you. I like it. Oh no, you tried the orange juice in the coffee, and you said it's not that bad. Really? Interesting. Get out of here. Are you doing it right now? Are you pulling my leg? Ryan, that sounds so gross. Really? I wish you could. I need you to take a picture of yourself drinking that or have somebody take a picture. I need proof, Ryan. I need proof. Jeepy Man said, try vodka in orange juice. I don't know what he'd get done cooking if he did that. But anyway, so this trending, Aaron, I don't know if you heard about this, but this has to do with sports. So I'm going to get into that while we head into your sports segment. Derek White. Oh, shoot. Now, let me see. I think I have what team he's on. No, I don't. What team is Derek White on?
I believe he plays for the Boston Celtics because I've heard he's actually from Colorado and he went to Legend High School, I think.
Yes.
Like
okay. Yes. Yes. That's part of my trending. He was trending this week because Legend High School, where Peter actually went to, they retired his. He was the first, what did they call it this week, to be the school's first Hall of Fame inductee. So they put up his jersey up in the school and he came to the school and, you know, was there prior to one of their games. And he said, this is where it all started for me. Legend was first school to give me an opportunity, White said, to be able to come back here. Thankful for athletic department to recognize me is pretty cool. I tell everybody I'm a Colorado guy. This is where my family's from, where I'm from, White said. When I'm done hooping, I'm going to be back here because Colorado means a lot to me. So I think that was pretty cool. It was all hush, hush. This is right down the street from us. We could have gone down there and seen it all happen, but dang, they were really quiet about it all. they only wanted the families and stuff from Legend to be there. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Colorado guy. So, and for my Canadians in the house, tell me if this is true or not. Okay, let me see what Ryan said. Laugh or laugh. Agree, sometimes I bring Bailey's in my coffee. All right, Ryan. Okay, so the fact of the day that I have for sports is this: Canadians are so nice. They give you points for errors. If you miss a field goal in Canadian football, you receive a point, but only if the ball has enough distance to land past the end zone. So is that true, Let me know. Do you know if that's true?
I mean, I've only watched a couple of Canadian Football League games that get televised down here in the States. And the end zones in that league are huge, but I know that you get a point if you punt the ball into the end zone, though.
If you punt it in, normally?
Yeah, in the direction you're punting the ball to the other team or something. The rules are different in that league.
All right. So I guess I will have to research it. And
the scoring's still the same in some areas. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to research this one to see if it's actually true or not. Oh, well, I'm getting a message, so maybe it is. I don't know. But I'm going to play your music first, Aaron, before we let you talk. All right, Serotonin, see you later. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate you. All right, Aaron, you have a list for us today of stuff that you watched. What do you have first?
NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. This was the All-Star Weekend that took place in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was the first time in 30 years since they've hosted the All-Star Game.
Utah?
Yeah, it started off with the celebrity game, and it was Team Dwayne Wade versus Team Ryan, and these were the two guys who own the Utah Jazz.
Uh-huh.
I don't know much about the Ryan guy, but I know Dwayne Wade was a former NBA. He's retired, so he used to play in the NBA, and he's a part owner of the Utah Jazz now.
I'm trying to think of what team he was on.
He was mostly on Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, the Miami Heat. And his team defeated Team Ryan 81-78. Unfortunately,
hi, Sharet.
The Miz, he was playing in that celebrity game, the wrestler.
Uh-huh.
He had a half court shot eventually, but unfortunately it didn't count because it was after the buzzer.
Oh, dang. And he even made it.
I was impressed. It was dang, dude, you hit a half court shot, but it doesn't count.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Bummer.
The MVP of the game was it was a wide receiver who played for the Seattle Seahawks, DK Metcalf.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Yeah, he was he plays wide receiver in the NFL. He actually managed to dunk the ball a couple times too. I was actually a little impressed.
Wow.
Yeah, especially for a football player, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then there are a lot. Was the Jordan Rising Stars, and these games were for first and second year players in the NBA.
Okay.
Rookies and that kind of stuff. And what they did was
thank you, four, G. Thank you, Mama Bear.
Four veteran NBA players had their own team, I guess, and they had this little tournament. And the first two semifinal games were played to a target score of 40. And then the championship game was played to a target score of 25. And the winning team was Team Gasol.
What's the name again?
The Jordan Rising Stars.
No, the name of the team that won, you said.
Oh, Team Pau Gasol. The other
Pau Gasol.
Team Darren Williams, Team Joakim Noah, and Team Jason Terry.
Nice. And these are all up and coming.
Yeah, up and coming players in the NBA. Yeah, rookies and nice. Second year players. Yeah. They always do this every year to kind of show, because these players also usually come from the G League, which is the like the minor league basketball league for the NBA. And so most of the players who get drafted go there to kind of develop their skills and try to work their way up to the NBA. It's kind of like minor league baseball in a way.
Okay, so this was them being able to showcase what they have to offer.
Yeah, pretty much. And the MVP of the whole thing was Jose Alvarado from the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
And he actually, in the championship game, he hit the game-winning three to win 25-20 over, it was over Team Joakim Noah.
The names of these teams are funny. All right.
I kind of like the format too, because it's just veteran NBA players drafting having their own like little team of like rookies and sophomores play against each other in a little tournament, you know?
Yeah, especially if they're helping them, you know, to become better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they're sharing with their knowledge of the sport and helping them, and I think that's great. That's awesome. All right, so you have the HBCU Classic.
So this is what the NBA does every year at the All-Star Weekend is two historically black colleges play, like their college basketball teams play against each other at the All-Star break, like All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
And this year it was Southern University versus Grambling State.
Okay. And so does the HB stand for Historic Black College?
Yeah, I think it stands for. And
something like that, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and then it's to showcase like these colleges like on a national stage, I guess, to kind of give them more attention. I mean, I like the idea, and it was this one was a good game. Grambling State won 69-64 in overtime.
Grambling did.
Yeah, Grambling State did, yeah.
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry, Aaron. I was looking that up. Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good because this month is Black History Month.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Some more. So that was all basketball. Now you went into the XFL football.
Yeah. One game I watched was between the Vegas. This was like the new XFL that came back that was bought by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And this game was between the Vegas Vipers and the Arlington Renegades. And the Renegades won 22-20. And in this league, you don't kick an extra point after you score a touchdown. You go for, if it's from the 2-yard line, you're going for a 1-point conversion. 5 yards from the end zone is a 2-point conversion. And 10 yards away from the end zone is for 3 points.
Okay.
But you could still kick a field goal for 3 points in that league, though.
Is it the same? Is the field the same length as a regular football?
Yes. Yeah. Same as a regular football field. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's like 8 teams in this league. Like my favorite team in there is the Seattle Sea Dragons, and they're back in that league. And the Vegas has a team. Arlington, St. Louis. there's 3 out of
thank
the
you,
eight D. teams.
Thank
I've
you, Peter.
In
thank you,
Hanny,
Mama Bear. I'm sorry. How many? 3 of them are from Texas.
Yeah, 3 of them are from Texas: Arlington, San Antonio, and Houston.
Okay. XFL out of 3 out of the 8 are from Texas. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, and then
a team I believe also in Orlando as well. Their team name is the Guardians.
But your favorite is from Seattle.
The Seattle Sea Dragons. Yeah.
Nice. Hi, DeGray. How are you? Good to see you.
They faced off against
my exes live in Texas.
The DC Command, the DC Defenders, and unfortunately, they were up like 18-8, and this was a game I like recorded and to watch later. They were up 18-8, and then somehow they blew the lead and lost 22-18.
Oh my! Hi, Mike.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, what the heck? You guys were up by like 10 points. And then somehow you just
let it go.
I know, right? I have a game recorded from yesterday because they were playing against the St. Louis Battlehawks yesterday. So I'll watch that later today and see what happens. And hopefully they'll get back on track.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were doing so well. And then just to give it all up, something happened.
No, they were just making some mistakes. They threw in interceptions. That's kind of. That sort of thing.
Getting sloppy, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. So then the WWE Elimination Chamber. So now, isn't that the picture of on your profile? Isn't that?
Yeah, Sami Zayn. I like Sami Zayn a lot.
Okay. Now, I kind of was watching some clips. Now, he got some help from Kevin Owens. Am I right or wrong?
Was like he wanted to take down the bloodline or something, but
Kevin Owens came in and helped him. No. Kevin Owens is on the other team. I couldn't figure it out. I was watching it, and they were both giving each other. They were staring at each other when the other one knocked some guy down with the long hair. Who's the guy with the long hair that they knocked down? Roman Reigns. He was booed.
Yeah, because usually with Rome, when you see him walk out there, his hair is kind of tied up in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they booed him. Everybody booed him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I still like Roman anyway.
Okay.
I wanted to see Sami Zayn win that title match, but he didn't.
Mm.
Yeah, but I'm still proud of Sami just for trying, though.
Yeah,
because that was like, he almost won.
All right, I still don't get it because one of the guys had his all handcuffed. Did I watch the wrong one?
I think you're talking about the incident that happened at the Royal Rumble. I think.
Okay, because I was like, "Hi, outside the box."
That's what transpired. The whole thing to leading Sami Zayn to fight Roman Reigns for the title.
Okay, because I just think...
Yeah, because when that happened at the Royal Rumble, I was confused. I'm like, what is going on?
Like, thank you, Mike, by the way.
It took me time to like try to process it. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I need to come down and watch it with you live. Because when I'm streaming, it doesn't let me see it live. And then I only get little clips. And I'm like...
live events are on Peacock. You can stream them on there.
No, it won't let me in my room. It won't let me do it. So,
The next one should. I think it should be WrestleMania in April. I think.
Stadium. Then wait a minute. No, because I thought that I read that John Cena was returning. It was confirmed that March 6th, he was going to be on an episode of Raw in his hometown of Boston.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. That's what I read.
I'll have to check it out on Monday or something.
Here comes Tuttles. Hi, Bam Bam.
Hello.
Am I right?
Yeah, John Cena's coming back, but it's just for a regular show. It's not for a pay-per-view event.
Okay. So,
what happened was at the Elimination Chamber, Sami Zayn had him pinned, but the referee had been knocked out, so there was like a 10 count by the crowd, but there was no referee to count it, so then they brought a new ref in, all this stuff happened, that ref got knocked out too, and then when that ref was knocked out, Sami Zayn got beat up, and then they woke up one of the refs and he pinned him. So it was, even though technically Sami could have won had there been a referee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the next premium live event is WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's April 1st and 2nd, I believe.
So two different things. The Raw one's just on TV, and the other ones Raw are the pay. Raw and
SmackDown are the ones on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. They got John Cena coming back because they're going to set up a match between him and, I believe, probably Austin Theory.
Yeah. WrestleMania. So yeah, that's what I heard.
They got to get him in for the next few episodes of TV just to start the little feud between the two of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But other than just that match, though, the Elimination Chamber matches were awesome. It was a really good pay-per-view.
Wait a minute. Now, was Carmella, when she kept running around screaming at everybody and jumping in those little glass booths, well, they're not glass, but plastic or whatever, was I watching the right one?
Yes, she was hiding.
She's totally changed from when I used to watch the Bellas. She looks totally different.
She has her own show now, too, her and her husband, Corey Graves.
How funny. Yeah, because when I just remember she was like nobody back when I was watching the Bellas. She was just coming. You know, she was just on kind of the side. Now she was like in everybody's face. And then she'd run and hide in one of those things.
Yeah, that was funny, eh? But she ended up being one of the last two people.
Yeah, she did. And those two girls went, she was hiding in one, and those two girls went right through it, bam, when she was inside of one of them.
Wasn't that crazy?
I know. I was like, dang. Yeah.
They knocked the wall right out. Like,
She got out just in time because it went down.
Yeah, that took some good timing, but Asuka won the match in the end, and she's going to go face Bianca Belair at WrestleMania.
Now, that's the one with the short hair and stuff on her face.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and Bianca's the one with a really long ponytail.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see her in anything that I watched. I didn't see her. It was Carmella and the one who won, and that one girl in the blue outfit that could pick people up. She was picking them up, bam, and running with them. I was like, dang, she's strong.
And then the men's Elimination Chamber match winner was Austin Theory because of Logan Paul.
Okay.
Seth Rollins was going to basically beat Austin Theory for the win for the match there, and then Logan Paul came in and interfered, and then Austin Theory took the pin for the win. So,
And Logan Paul is the one that looks like the llama.
Yep.
One of the llamas that we took a picture of. No, well, his hair's like all up on his. I'll show you which one. I'll show you the one. It was funny because after he said it, it was like, yep, it does. It looks just like him.
He does. It's hilarious. As soon as I see it, that's the first thing that popped into my brain. Like, shorts. I don't know where you do shorts, Twitch or wherever. I don't know where you do shorts or Instagram or something like that. But
yeah.
He should put like a yellow sweater on that llama and call it Logan Paul's lookalike. He'd probably get a million views.
Oh, Peter, I'll have to show you the picture, Peter. It's funny. And then Peter, you have to tell me which one of your, he was telling us when El Gato was in here, I totally forgot. One of the llama's names is Gato. So that's too funny.
But yeah, the Elimination Chamber this year set new records. It actually had a 50% higher viewership than any previous Elimination Chamber. And the Montreal Arena sold more tickets than any Elimination Chamber in history. So
wow, that's amazing.
It was a successful event, and it was really, really enjoyable.
Hey, Dane, welcome. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, Aaron, I need to watch the next one with you so I can see it live, not bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, April 1st and 2nd, WrestleMania, Saturday and Sunday night.
Oh, that'll be fun. Hey, Jesse.
You'll be watching 3 hours of wrestling,
I believe.
2 hours of wrestling on Friday, 4 or 5 on Saturday, 4 or 5 on Sunday, and then 3 more on Monday, and then 2 hours of NXT on Tuesday. So that's a lot of wrestling. My wife's going to kick my ass, but I like my wrestling.
And she knows it's coming up, right? Yeah. She's prepared. This isn't the first time.
You've heard of All Elite Wrestling too, right?
What's that, sorry?
Have you heard of All Elite Wrestling too?
Yeah, I watch their pay-per-views, but I don't watch the show at all. They do put on a good pay-per-view.
I watched one episode that I recorded over this past week.
Was it good?
It was all right. I mean,
I like Impact Wrestling more, but they're hard to find on TV because they're owned by some
some networks, so it's hard to find them. Yeah. That's really good wrestling as far as I'm concerned, but AEW just looks, I don't know, I hate to say it this way or sound like snooty or something like that, but it just looks dirty and old and just not like good wrestling. Like the production's just crap and the wrestlers are all like skinny friggin' like meth heads and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I just can't vibe on it. It's just not my type of wrestling. I like big wrestlers and nice things and, you know, the pyrotechnics, I guess. I just like the show.
Yeah.
But I like Impact because I know a lot of the wrestlers on Impact Wrestling, so I like to support those guys when I can.
And GP, Man says he misses the ECW days.
Oh, yeah, ECW, that was great.
What is that? Wrestling.
The guy, Paul, who is Roman Reigns' manager now, he started this business in the 90s called ECW, and it was all hardcore matches. But they got bought out by the WWF, I think, around 1997 or something like that. So that's why Paul works for WWE now.
Gotcha.
D-Mac, you should become a wrestling analyst. Well, I used to actually run a couple wrestling podcasts.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, he loves wrestling. I learned something from these guys. Yeah, and Aaron just started watching it too. So we're both learning.
I'm actually going to be on an Elgato show sometime in the near future, and it's going to be all about wrestling.
Oh, awesome. You need to let us know.
And one of his most popular downloaded podcasts is, we did this one episode a few years ago called the Mount Rushmore of Wrestlers. So it was me, Elgato, and this guy Jimmy T from Australia, and it was like an hour and a half long where we were just arguing over who the best wrestlers were.
That's funny because that might have been the first time that I saw you and I thought, who is that big biker dude? I'm serious. I was like, because that was the, I remember the first time that I saw you was in Elgato's show. So, and I thought, man, who's that big, mean looking biker guy?
E-bike Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm the polar opposite of my alter ego.
Yes, you are.
All right, guys, I'll let you guys go, and thanks for having me up.
Oh, thanks, Bam Bam. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. We'll talk to you later. That is Bam Bam. Woohoo! Jagray says, I watched wrestling from 85 to 2018. Then it sucked. Oh, man. All right, so we're done with the WWE. We're moving on to Mama Bear's favorite, Daytona 500.
Yep, and the winner was Ricky Stenhouse Jr., number 47.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of...
About 8 caution flags, and it was weird. It had to finish in double overtime, like those overtime rules they have in NASCAR or something.
Uh-huh.
Because of the...
Why was it weather?
No, because of the wrecks on the track.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and then that's how... And then after the second overtime, after they wrecked, they... I guess they picked the person who was in like first place or something at the time. So that's how Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won.
I missed you, Mike. Sorry. I'm sorry, Aaron. I missed you, Mike, if you were calling in. So that's how he won. I'm sure I was just thinking about the crashes, how different the crashes would be from the Daytona 500 and that little itty bitty track that they did in California.
Martin Truex Jr., he almost won the first stage of the race.
Of the Daytona 500?
Yeah, and then he finished in 15th place. And my other favorite driver, Denny Hamlin, finished in 17th place.
Okay, I wasn't happy with the last crash. 24-4 was in it.
Yeah, and the first caution didn't happen until like lap 118, really. So almost... 60% into the race.
Oh, no worries, Peter.
The first caution almost happened.
Oh, well, that's kind of good, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it was like the longest time I've ever seen a NASCAR race go without a caution flag being waved.
Yeah, that seems like it for the first big. The
next race, I believe. This Sunday is going to be in Fontana, California, I think.
Oh, okay. Your grandpa used to live there.
Yeah, that's where the next race is going to be.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then I watched the NBA All-Star game that was on that same Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Team Giannis defeated Team LeBron 184-175.
Okay. Aaron, make sure you talk really close to your mic, okay? Because it gets a little lower. There you go. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, the MVP of this All-Star game was Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, and he scored an NBA All-Star game record 55 points.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And he's also scored 27 of those points in the third quarter alone.
Wow.
That was also an All-Star game record.
That's cool. Thank you, Dean. Yep.
And then...
Hey, Mr. A.
There was that NBA All-Star Saturday night where they did the skills challenge, the three-point competition, and the slam dunk. Team Jazz won the Kia Skills competition. Damian Lillard won the Starry three-point contest. It was his third try, and he won it. And then a player from the 76ers, Matt LeClung, won the AT&T slam dunk competition.
All right.
And the slam dunk, it was actually pretty good for the first time in a couple of years, too.
Yeah, did they get fancy?
Yeah, they did. The dunks were pretty good. I mean, the scoring is a little bit different than what they than what I've seen. Like, they would give like a total score, like from like 6 to 10 on the dunk or whatever. But now the judges give a score from 1 to 50. They add those together, and then they get the average at the end, and that's the dunker's score. Like, it was like 47.6 for one person, and like 50 for another.
Wow.
So that's how they were doing the whole, like, scoring the dunks.
Thank you, DeGray. That's cool. I think it's kind of fun if they can get out there and have fun. Yeah. Not like they're playing a game, but they can have fun.
Yeah.
Show off a little bit.
Then I watched a NHL Stadium Series game, and this is where they it's not the Winter Classic that just happened this year, where they play a game outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
A hockey game outdoors, but it was between the Washington Capitals and the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Hurricanes won 4-1, and the Hurricanes played this at the North Carolina State Wolfpacks football stadium that's literally right across the street from their stadium.
Oh, cool. And it was outside.
Where the Carolina Hurricanes play. Yeah, so the Hurricanes team literally didn't have to take a bus or anything. They just literally just walked like right across the way to get to the game.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So it was a fun game. So you have a couple more things you can go over. Can you get it done in 2 minutes?
And then lastly, I watched a recording of a college baseball game because I'm getting excited for the baseball season this year. It was between Jackson State and Mississippi Valley State. And this was like another HBCU classic game, but it was in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they played this college baseball game where the Houston Astros play in Houston. And Jackson State won 14-1 in 7 innings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of offense from Jackson State. And this was the same college that Deion Sanders, the guy who's now the head coach at Colorado.
Yeah.
The football team used to coach at Jackson State for their football team.
Amazing.
This baseball game I was watching, it was Jackson State's college baseball team I was watching.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I'm excited to see Deion Sanders coach.
Coach CU
this season. Yeah, this season in the fall, and see how CU is going to be in the Pac-12, hopefully. I'm hoping that they're good. I'm hoping.
Well, we could hope. We need it. It's 2023. They can do it, right?
Yeah, it's been a while because that one season when we went all the way to the Pac-12 championship game and we lost, we were actually in the I remember we were in the college football playoff rankings, and the highest we were at, we were probably.
Thank you, Mama Bear. Have a good day too.
12, number 12.
Yes.
And then we lost to like Oklahoma State in like the Alamo Bowl, and then it just hasn't been the same since.
Oh, well, it's going to turn around. It is going to turn around, right?
That's pretty much all the sports stuff I got for this week.
Oh, well, thank you, Aaron. You did awesome. You had a lot of stuff. So I appreciate you and all the time that you take to teach me stuff. So thank you so very much. I appreciate you. I will see you in a little bit. Love you. Bye. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to get right into some dancing. Thank you guys so much for supporting him. That's awesome. All right. So right into dance. And I have the first one on the list today is Glad You Came. I'm Glad You Came is also known as I'm Glad You Came is a song by British-Irish boy band The Wanted and written and produced by Steve Mack. The song has a significant sales jump in the U.S. after being performed on the third mid-season finale of Glee by the show's Grant Gustin, along with fellow members of The Warbles. Wherever the warbles are. The track shifted 188,000 downloads throughout the following week, resulting in a jump from 23 to 5 on the Hot 100s. This meant that The Wanted became the first UK boy band to achieve a top 5 hit in the States. Here is The Wanted with Glad You Came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now.
Hey, say what?
This will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Thank you, BP. Thank you, the Gray.
Cast a spell on me, spell on me. You hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you were well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see. You and me, turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is just fade away. Away from us, so stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came.
Woo! Get up, get dancing.
You cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decide you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink.
That is The Wanted with Glad You Came off the album The Wanted, off the album Battleground, excuse me, from 2011. The sun goes down. Here we go. All right, we're going to move on to the second song on my list today, and it is actually Replay. And I'm thinking it's Ayaz. That's how it's spelled. Ayaz. If you guys know, you probably are laughing at me. All right. Replay is the debut single by British Virgin Island singer Ayaz. Ayaz, together with Kingston, Rotem, and Jason Derulo, wrote this lovelorn track. The singer explains in an interview why he records under the name Ayaz. And it's I-Y-A-Z. So I'm saying Ayaz. It was my godfather's name, and it means the boss or the one in charge. I was always with him, so they called me Mini Ayaz. And you can see I'm not little anymore, so now I'm Ayaz. The song debuted at number one on the UK singles chart, dated January 10th, 2010, shifting over 106,000 copies. That was the highest sale for any new year release since the winner of the second season of Pop Idol, Michelle McGuinness, who sold 118,000 copies of All This Time in the equivalent week in January of 2004. So here is Ayaz with Replay.
Shorty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on, got me singing like na 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 every day's like my eyebrows stuck on
replay. It's all over the place, kind of degree. You can come over and look at the list if you want.
Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach you, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance. Who would have ever knew that we would ever be more than friends? But railroad white breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again. That girl, like something of a poster. That girl, every time they say, that girl is a gun to my holster. She's running through my mind all day. Hey, Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Shardy's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like
Yeah, I would. So are you.
Now once did you leave my mind? We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, you really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. We're railroad white, breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife.
All right, so that is Ayaz with Replay off the album Replay in 2009. All right, so I'm going to move on to, I guess it's 2013. It's going to be Riptide by Vance Joy. James Cohen is an Australian singer-songwriter who records under the name of Vance Joy. He took his stage moniker from the storyteller character in Peter Carey's book, Bliss. Riptide would go on to have commercial success in Australia, peaking at number 6 on the ARIA singles chart. It also peaked at number 10 in the United Kingdom and entered Billboard's alternative song chart, peaking at number 1. By May of 2015, it was the second longest charting single still in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, appearing on the list for 43 weeks at number 42 and then peaking at number 60. This song, every time I hear it, reminds me of when we went back home to California and we were at the beach. We went to the beach and just, and this song came on. So here's Riptide, Vance Joy.
I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistants in their dream. Oh. Oh. And they come on stir. Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing the song. Yeah. I got a lump in my throat, cause I couldn't sing the words wrong. Is this movie that I think you like? This guy decides to quit his job and heads to New York City. This cowboy's running from
himself. Welcome, Tanks. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Mama Bear. Thank you, Salty.
Oh, and they come on star.
Thanks, Mike.
I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen.
All right, that is Mr. Vance Joy with Riptide off the album God Loves You When You're Dancing in 2013. I love the name of that. God Loves You When You're Dancing. All right, so the next song on my list is going to be Someone to You by Banners. Banners is the British singer Michael Nielsen, who released Someone to You as a single in 2017. The song didn't find a substantial audience until 2020 when it took off on TikTok, thanks to its jaunty and very danceable hook. Banners wrote this song with Grant Michaels and Samuel Hollander. In this song, Banners has a lot of love and just wants somebody to share it with. It's tingled with loneliness, but also hopeful. You get the sense that when he finds that special girl, he'll treat her right. Though it didn't chart at the time it was released, it later became a viral sleeper hit in 2020, again, after gaining popularity with the video. So here is Banners with Someone Like You. Thank you to Gray.
I don't want the time to fade away. I just want to be someone. I just want to be someone. Dive and disappear without a trace. I just want to be someone.
What doesn't everyone?
And if you feel the great dividing, I want to be the one you're guiding, cause I believe that you can lead the way. I just wanna be somebody.
Hi, Rottweiler, good to see you.
Someone, oh, I never had somebody in no road home. I wanna be somebody to someone. And if the sun starts setting, the sky goes cold, and if the clouds get heavy and start to fall, I really need somebody to call my own. Someone to you. I don't even need to change the world. I'll make the moon shine just for you. I'll make the starlight cycle through. And if you feel the night is falling, I want to be the one you're calling. Cause I believe that you can lead the way. I just want to be somebody to someone. Oh, I want to be somebody to someone. Oh, I never had nobody in the road home. I want to be somebody to someone.
That is the Banners with Someone to You off the album Where the Shadow Ends in 2017. All right, this is a brand new song this year. Sure, some of you are going to hate it, but some of you are going to love it. It's Flowers. Flowers is a song by American singer Miley Cyrus. Flowers was written by Cyrus, Gregory Aldi Hine, and Michael Polek in early 2020. Here, Cyrus reflects on her doomed relationship with Hemsworth and affirms that she doesn't need him to make her happy. Cyrus started the song by recalling how the relationship started off well, but then they lost their $2.5 million Southern California home during the Woodsley fire. In the lyrics, it says, "We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that could be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn." The song serves as a reminder to Cyrus of her own worth and the type of love she deserves. The pop star is determined to receive the love she needs in the form and intensity she desires. And if she can't find it in a partner, she will give it to herself. The flowers mentioned in the lyrics symbolize the attention and care that she needs and wants to give herself. And we should all do that. If we don't have somebody in our life, take care of yourself. Give it to yourself. Here's Miley Cyrus. And I guess there was all these videos of people stars videotape themselves to this song, dancing around like she does. So here's Miley Cyrus with Flowers.
We were good, we were gone.
I know, right?
Got a dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then I remember that I didn't buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. See things you don't understand.
Thank you, Mr. A. Mr. A can buy himself flowers or a pork chop, whichever one. He don't need nobody to buy him anything.
Cherry red, match the roses that you left. No remorse. No,
he can buy himself shoes. You're right, flowers do die. I would rather have a hat or shoes. Exactly. I can buy myself a pistachio cold cream all by myself. Uh-huh. That is Miss Miley Cyrus with Flowers off her album Endless Summer Vacation in 2023. Yes. Sing it, Miley. All right. We're going to move on. We're going to close her up and we're going to move on to another song by about a relationship breakup. Jax, East Brunswick, New Jersey native, Jackie Jax Misknick left the township school system at eighth grade to pursue her musical dreams. She earned her initial break in 2015 when she finished third on the 2015 season of American Idol. Jax wrote Victoria's Secret after a preteen named Chelsea, whom she babysitted for, went shopping to buy a bathing suit for her first boy and girl swim party. When the singer picked Chelsea up, Chelsea was in tears because a girl told her the bathing suit made her look fat and flat. Jack calls out companies like Victoria's Secret for pressuring they put on young girls to adhere to a certain beauty standard. The intention of the song was to never go up against any specific brand, she said. The whole point was to go up against the whole culture. So here is Jax with Victoria's Secret.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger that all bodies aren't the same. Photoshop bitty bitty models on magazine covers told me I was overweight. I stopped eating, what a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself of when I was younger, I'd say, psst. Hey, I'm Victoria's Secret. Who you wouldn't believe? She's an old man. Yeah.
secret. She was made up by a dude. Was made up by a dude. Somebody would have told me that thorns are thunder, met normal human thighs. The fucking pressure I was under to lose my appetite and fight the cellulite. Your knees like every night.
Oh, that's funny, John. I didn't even realize that. Yes, an old dude in Ohio. That's an old man lives in Ohio. That is Jax with the single Victoria's Secret. And that was a single only. She was made up by a dude, an old dude in Ohio. All right. So we're going to move on to Corey Lerae, and the song is Players. Players is a song by American rapper and singer Lerae. Lerae wrote the song with producers Johnny Goldstein, along with Worldwide Flesh and Feli Furlough. It contains samples of American hip-hop group Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five's 1982 single, The Message. Here, Lerae delivers bold and voiceful lyrics that exclude a playful swagger. She highlights the idea that women like her can also take on traditional masculine player roles, that achieving financial success, making independent choices of their own. The lyrics also promote self-assurance and rejection of men who can't provide a desirable lifestyle. Huh. All right. On the unshakable hook, Lerae sums up her straightforward message that girls are players too. All right. So here she is, Corey Lerae with Players. Oh, and this says explicit. I don't know where it's at. So let's see. Hi, big guy. Cass. Girls is players too. Good to see you. Yeah,
cause girls is players too. Play it, baby. Cause girls is players too. You just get money all around the world, cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse suites, looking down on the ops. Took her for a test drive, left them on the lot. Time is money, so I spend it on a watch. Hold on, little T showing through the white teeth. You can see the thong busting on my tight jeans. Okay, rocks on my fingers like a nigga wife me.
Like me. Yeah. There it is. Touch another fight. Have a bottle, make him want to bite. I've never heard the song before.
I just want to have a good night. Hold up. If you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you better let him go. You could have anybody, any money, no. Because when you a boss, you could do what you want. Yeah, cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, cause girls is players too. Keep playing, baby. Cause girls is players too.
All right, so that is Corey Lerae, Players. And this is, I guess, a single release only in 2022. We're going to move on to the next one, and it is One Kiss, is the song by Scottish DJ and record producer Calvin Harris and English singer Dua Lipa. I always say her name wrong. The up-tempo track finds Calvin Harris playing homage to the 90s style house music. The song features suggestive vocals about the power of a kiss. Harris has been a fan of the British Albanian songstress Dua Lipa. I just wanted to make dance music again. It seemed like a good opportunity to make a house sounding record with her, he said in an interview. One Kiss climbed from 3 to 1 in its second week on the UK singles chart, giving Calvin Harris his 9th UK singles chopper. For Dua Lipa, it was her second visit to the summit. This won the best single for 2019 Brit Awards. Harris was also named British Producer of the Year at the ceremony. So here he is, Calvin Harris, with Dua Lipa and One Kiss.
One kiss is all it takes. Fall in love with me.
Thank you, Mr. A. Thank you, Salte. Thank you, Peter.
The feeling won't let me sleep, 'cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. I just wanna feel your skin on mine, feel your eyes do the exploring. Passion in the message when you smile, take my time. Something in you.
See, that would be a good roller skating song too. And it was funny. That is One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Single release in 2018. I was talking to Bam Bam, and it was funny because we talked about those poke cakes. And then I told you about, I open up my internet feed and there's all these different poke cakes. Now he's opening up his internet feed and all he sees is different roller skating things. So it's funny. I need to find, I wonder, there's got to be one that's open somewhere here in Denver. There's got to be. That would be so much fun to go to roller skating. I think that would be fun. All right. The next song I have is Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Truth Hurts is a song released by American singer-rapper Lizzo. Lizzo co-wrote the song with Ricky Reed. The song was inspired by heartbreaking voicemail from a guy Lizzo was seeing. This dude told her not to call him anymore because he was getting back together with his ex. So Lizzo recalled when she went into the studio to create some material with Ricky Reed, she really didn't want to be there. I was really upset and depressed and sad. When the song climbed to number one on the Hot 100, she was happy. Lizzo became the third female rapper to earn a chart topper as a solo artist, following Lauryn Hill and Cardi B. The song has been certified 7 times platinum by the RIAA, Record Association of America, and Rolling Stones listed it as the 24th best song of the decade. So here is Lizzo with Truth Hurts.
One man great till they gotta be great.
Woo. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's a human in me. Bling, bling, and I saw them. That's a goddess in me.
You could have had a bad bitch, not committal.
And this says clean.
You come real, just a little.
You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back.
One man great till they gotta be great. Don't text me till it's straight to my face. Best friends set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man from the Minnesota Vikings. Truth hurts me to see them always fighting. Nom nom me nom me nom nom me.
Oh, that breaks my heart. That you thought you ever had it. No, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever
be your side chick.
Up with the sting, getting single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM.
One man great till they gotta be great. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo breasts get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bar lighting. New man on the Minnesota
for the Vikings. Truth hurts me to say the most exciting. Bum, bum, be, dum, be, bum, bum, be.
I'ma hit you back in a minute. Yeah, yeah. I'll play tag, bitch, I've been there. We don't think we're lying.
That is Truth Hurts by Lizzo. I'm off her album, Cause I Love You. We all talk about their exes. All right, so we're going to move on to, I guess this is another 2022. And it is Billie Eilish with Armani White. Or no, I'm sorry, Armani White with Billie Eilish. Eknok Armani Tarboat is a Philadelphia-born rapper, singer, songwriter, holy moly, who records under the name Armani White. The Philly native spent years developing a sound which he calls happy hood music. All right, I've never heard the song before. Another potential roadblock was Billie Eilish herself, allowing him to use her name. Once Eilish reposted the snippet on her Instagram, White knew it was okay. Her team and mine have been in communication throughout the whole thing, and they've all been very supportive. Billie Eilish continued to gain traction on TikTok, and it entered the song, not the girl, entered in the Hot 100 for the first time on September 17th, 2022 listing. So here is Armani White with Billie Eilish. Oh, gee. Now, this one wasn't supposed to be explicit either, so I'm going to see if I can catch it. Yeah, I never heard this song before. I guess because I don't. Audie's heard it before. Have you? I talked through it. Oh. I guess they don't consider that. Oh, you neither? See? Never. And I'm trying to read the words and it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, all the time. All right, see? Oh. I had to find out. All right, so that is Armani White with Billie Eilish. I try not to get explicit songs on here, so it's just weird when all of a sudden there's explicit in here, but there's, yeah. All I can do, guys. The next song I have is Fancy by Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, okay? Fancy is a song by Australian rapper Iggy Azalea featuring British star singer Charlie XCX, taken from the former's debut studio album. The song was written by Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX. This bouncy hip-hop song finds Azalea doing a little bragging. Charlie XCX joins in with bragging on the rowdy hook. This was the second breakthrough hit for the British singer, following her contributions to iconic pop's I Like It. I Love It. It was a bit of a mess that turned into a stressful experience, she said, and something that I really didn't enjoy. With Iggy, it was just the flip side of that. From the start, Iggy had told me, this is your song just as much as mine, which I think is very nice of her and made me very excited about the song and I felt valued, she said. Fancy reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming both Azalea's and XCX's first number one on that chart. It held the spot for 7 consecutive weeks. Here is Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX with Fancy. Now, I've heard this one for sure.
First things first, I'm the realist.
Welcome, JJ, MPTNX.
And I'm still in the murder business. I go hold the damn, like I'm giving lessons in physics. Right, right. You want a bad bitch like this? Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Yeah. Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. On my wrist. Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that. Never stop like we bring an 88 back. What? Bring the hook scene with a bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy.
Now, I've heard that people either like Iggy Azalea or they just hate her because they think like she shouldn't be rapping or something silly like that. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Audie. Bye, Peter. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Audie. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold? That is Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX with Fancy from the album The New Classic in 2014. That's Iggy Azalea's. All right, we're going to move on to the next one on the list, and it should be Rockabye. Rockabye is a song by British electronic group Clean Bandit featuring English singer Anne-Marie as main vocalist together with Jamaican dancehall singer Sean Paul. Rockabye was written by Clean Bandit and arranged singer Ian Worldson. Worldson wrote the lyrics about her son, which according to Grace Gacho is why it rings so true to Clean Bandit and it's so emotional and special. Worldson originally provided the vocals for the song, but at the last minute was swapped out for Anne-Marie. The band fought their title to get Anne on the record, but failed. The song became 2016 Christmas number one on December 23rd of 2016, beating out the likes of Mariah Carey to the Christmas number one spot. It was the first song in the chart history to become Christmas number one after being on the top of the charts for 6 weeks. In total, the song spent 9 weeks at the summit on the UK singles chart. So here is Clean Bandit featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie with Rockabye. Hi, Dude Sean. Hi, Billy D. Hi, Shelby Jack.
She works the night by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from my father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. She tells him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to do. So rockabye, baby, rockabye.
Oh, what did I write? Nicely. I sure will. I'm good, Shelby. How are you? We're going to get ready to give Billy D a little slap slap.
Single mama, you're doing out there. Facing the hard life without no fear. Just see and know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come, you will prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear. Cause you have said things year after year. And you give me your love beyond compare.
You're right above him, so you can get him.
Steadily your workflow, everything you know, so you're not stopping. No time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe when she says, ooh, love.
Thank you, BP.
Hurt you, love.
I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock goodbye, baby, rock goodbye. I'm gonna rock you, rock goodbye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock goodbye, baby, rock goodbye. I'm gonna rock you, rock goodbye, baby, don't you cry.
All right, that one is Rockabye featuring Sean Paul and Anne-Marie on Clean Bandit off the album What Is Love in 2016. All right, a couple more. I have Hey Mama, and that is by David Gucci. What is his name? I'm like losing my mind this morning. This island-flavored EDM tune finds David Guetta linking up again with Nicki Minaj, American singer Bebe Rexha, and co-producer by Dutch record producer Afrojack. The beat my drum like dum-diddy-dum-diddy-day section comes courtesy of Bebe Rexha, who wrote it and provided the vocals. The Staten Island native developed a reputation as a song fixer, someone who could be add the missing piece. Guetta asked her to come to the studio to see what she could do with this track. In minutes, she came up with the hook. Rexha didn't think much of it, but the song became a huge hit. Just one problem, she wasn't credited as the feature artist on the song, along with Nicki Minaj and Afrojack. She was officially featured on another listening cut called Yesterday. Rexha was told that adding her name would make it bloated when it became clear that the listeners were mistaking her vocals for Minaj's, she was like, nope, you're putting my name on this record. So they did. So now here they all are, David Guetta, Nicki Minaj, and Bebe Rexha with Hey Mama.
I be your woman, yes, I be your baby. Yes, I be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never gotta worry, I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beat to the drum like Dum Diddy Day.
Yeah, I did. I totally thought that was her. Hi, ZXG.
Yes, I do the cleaning. Plus, I keep the nana real sweet for your eating. Yes, yes, you be the boss. And yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me. Cause it's him you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beat to the drum like Dum Diddy Day. I love the dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name.
Hey Mama, Ma. It's Hey Mama by David Guetta. That is Hey Mama by David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj and Bebe Rexha and Afrojack. All right, we're gonna end it with the last one. Holla Back Girl. Holla Back Girl is no more than someone who's just talking and throws around some negative comments, but never acts in the types of situations. This is by Gwen Stefani. She made remarks on how the album was missing an attitude song, and she recalled a derogatory comment the grunge musician Courtney Love had made about her in an interview with 17 magazine. Being famous is just like being in high school, but I'm not interested in being a cheerleader. I'm not interested in being Gwen Stefani. She's a cheerleader and I'm out smoking in the shed, she said. Stefani responded to Love's comment in a 2015 interview. You know, someone one time called me a cheerleader negatively, but I've never been a cheerleader. So I was like, all right, F you. You want me to be a cheerleader? Well, then I'll be one and I'll rule the world and you just watch me. Ha 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 ha, she said about the video. Oh my gosh. Playing the head cheerleader in this song was a way for her to rewrite her high school experience and wear a uniform, which she wanted to be a cheerleader, but she couldn't make it. She didn't make it in the squad. In the United States, the song topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks. It was ranked at number 2 for the year and Hot 100. I've always liked this song as exactly as she puts it. Who cares who's talking about you? Here's Gwen Stefani with Holla Back Girl.
Oh, this my shit. All the girls stomp your feet like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl.
Thank you, Duchon. Thank you, Miss Day. No, I ain't.
I heard that you've been talking shit, and I didn't think that I would hear it. People hear me talking like that, getting everyone fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead my back, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holla back girl, there ain't no holla back girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holla back girl, there ain't no holla back girl. Ooh, this much, this much. At the bleachers, the principals, my student teachers. I'm the first one to be the winner, but I'm gonna only be one. So I'm gonna fight, gonna give it my all, gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing, I'm the one by the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen.
Thank you, Billy Dean. Thank you, Salty. Thank you, Shine.
Girl, I ain't no holla back girl.
That's right. That is Holler Back Girl by Gwen Stefani off the album Love Angel Baby. Love Angel Music Baby 2005. And she's going, shh, she's not actually saying the word. Sounds like it, but she's not. She's not. I have the CD. Anyway, that is the list today. Thank you guys so much. I can find my music. Here we go. I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Like I said, always it's going to try to, but don't let it. Don't let it. Be stronger than that. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. And Wednesday and Monday. I appreciate you. I love you. If you have any ideas for song lists, shoot it. Shoot me a DM. Leave me a comment in the comment section up here. And I will try my hardest to get to it. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. And I will see you around Popbean.
One, two, three, four.
Bye. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Audie. Thank you, Bam Bam. Salty, Shelby, Jack. Peter J. Slap, 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 slap. Salty. Everybody.
week. Watch your back. We're pretty single out there. Love you.